Chapter 8. Satellites and why we need them. A satellite is an object that orbits another thing, like the moon around the Earth. The Earth is a satellite of the Sun. However, we also use the word satellite to mean the artificial things that are sent into space on rockets, which help us find our way, talk to each other, or check the weather. The Chinese made the first rockets about 1,000 years ago. Many hundreds of years later, on the 4th of October 1957, the Russians used a rocket to launch the first satellite into orbit around the Earth. The Russians called it Sputnik, but some people called it the Red Moon, and from all around the world, they listened to the messages it sent back to the Earth. The Mark 1 telescope at Jodrell Bank Observatory in the UK was the first large radio telescope to be used to follow the satellite. Sputnik 2 was launched later the same year. It was also known as Popnik because it was the first satellite to carry a living animal into orbit, a Russian dog called Laika. On the 6th of December 1957, the Americans tried to launch their own satellite, but it only got 1.2 metres off the ground before the rocket exploded. They finally succeeded in launching Explorer 1 into space on the 1st of February 1958. After that, the Russians and the Americans were in a competition to be the greatest country in space. The USA and Russia did not really trust each other, and they soon realised that satellites were good for secretly watching people. They tried to learn more about what was happening in each other's countries by taking photographs from above the Earth. Satellite technology was originally developed for the army. In the 1970s, the USA launched 24 satellites, which sent back time signals and information about orbits. Thanks to this, the first global positioning system, or GPS, was developed. GPS allows armies to cross deserts by night, and ordinary people not to get lost. The technology it uses is known as satellite navigation, or SatNav. It also helps ambulances to reach people who are hurt or ill more quickly, and to find people who are lost at sea. Satellites are also good for allowing people to contact each other across the world. In 1962, a US telephone company launched Telstar, a satellite that sent out the first ever television show from the USA to Britain and France in real time. The British only saw a few minutes of pictures and they were not very clear, but the French had both clear pictures and sound. After Telstar, big world events like the Football World Cup in 1966 could be seen across the world in real time. Today, we use satellite technology with our mobile phones and the internet. Satellite cameras are not only used to secretly watch people. They can study the atmosphere, measure land use, see cities expanding, and deserts and forests changing shape. Satellite pictures can also be used to check how plants are growing on farms. Satellites help us to understand the weather too. They may not be able to change the weather, but they can correctly tell us what weather is coming and how it may change in the future. This gives us time to get to a safe place when bad weather is coming. At the end of the 1990s, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, satellite TOPEX Poseidon in the USA helped people to understand the El Niño event. This is when the surface of the Pacific Ocean gets warmer every few years, affecting the world's climate. NASA also launched JASON, a group of satellites that study how the ocean affects climate change on the Earth. The satellites give information about ice melting, seas disappearing, and the water rising in oceans. Just as satellites look back at the Earth and help us to understand our planet, they have also changed the way we see the universe around us. The Hubble Space Telescope was the first really big space observatory orbiting the Earth. It has helped astronomers learn the age of the universe and shown that it is expanding more quickly. A space probe is a robot spaceship without any people on it that scientists send across the solar system to find information about the universe. These probes try to answer questions like, what does the surface of Venus look like? Or, is it windy on Neptune? Or, what is Jupiter made of? Many people get less excited about probes than they do about people going into space, but it is often better to send probes than people for several reasons. Probes can travel greater distances and travel faster than any astronaut can. Space probes do not need as much energy to fly as spaceships with people on them. And they do not have to be as big or as comfortable because they do not need to carry food, water, or oxygen for astronauts to breathe. Robots do not feel bored, alone, or get ill like people. It costs less to send probes into space because they do not want to come back home again. And importantly, nobody dies if there is a problem on a probe. There are different types of space probe according to their use. Some probes fly past planets and take pictures. Some orbit a planet to learn more about that planet and its moons. And others are made to land and send back information from the surface of another planet. Some of these probes are rovers, which means they move around after they land, while others stay in the place where they land. Space probes have shown us new parts of the solar system, sending back information that has allowed scientists to understand how the solar system was formed and what it is like on other planets. Astronauts have only travelled as far as the Moon so far, a journey of around 378,000 kilometres. But probes have travelled billions of kilometres and shown us amazing pictures from the most distant parts of the solar system. Probes have caught the dust from a comet's tail. They have landed on Mars and on Venus and travelled past Pluto. Some probes have taken information about our planet and its people with them. Probes Pioneer 10 and 11 carry pictures of a man and a woman and a map showing where the probe came from, ready for any aliens out there to find one day. The Voyager probes carry photographs of cities, the natural world, and people on the Earth, as well as recorded messages in different Earth languages. Because of these things, if aliens ever find them, they will know that the Earth is a planet of peace and that its people do not want to hurt them. The first rover, Lunokhod 1, part of Russian probe Luna 17, was controlled from the Earth when it landed on the Moon in 1970. Many probes have failed to land on Mars because it is not easy to do. But NASA's Viking 1 and Viking 2 landed on Mars in 1976 and gave us our first pictures from the surface of the red planet. They showed red-brown plains with rocks and a pink sky. Later, Mars rovers Spirit and Opportunity, which were supposed to be able to drive around for at least 3 months, but lasted much longer than that, found signs of water on Mars from its past. In 2007, NASA sent the Phoenix probe to Mars. It could not drive around, but it had a long robot arm to make a hole in the ground and collect bits of dirt and rocks. Phoenix was also able to look and see what was just under the surface while still on Mars. There have since been several more satellites orbiting and probes landing on Mars, helping us to learn about its surface and atmosphere. Space probes have also shown us what is below the thick atmosphere of Venus. Once it was thought that dense, hot forests might lie under Venus's clouds, but space probes have found a hot and heavy atmosphere of gas and liquid there. NASA's Magellan probe entered orbit around Venus in 1990 and found 167 volcanoes larger than 110 kilometres wide on the surface of Venus. And several Russian probes have actually landed on Venus, which is very difficult to do, and sent back new information too. Probes have also visited Mercury, which is closer to the Sun than Venus. Mariner 10, which flew by Mercury in 1974 and 1975, showed us that it looked a lot like our Moon. It is a grey, dead planet with very little atmosphere. Then, in 2008, the MESSENGER probe flew by Mercury and sent us the first new pictures of the planet for 30 years. There are a lot of problems for probes flying close to the Sun because it is so hot. But several space probes, like Helios 1, Helios 2, SOHO, TRACE and RESI, have succeeded in sending back information from the Sun itself. And this has helped scientists to better understand the whole solar system. DISCOVER is studying the winds and other things released by the Sun at the moment. And the Parker Solar Probe is going to try to get as close as it can to the Sun in 2025. Far out in the solar system, Jupiter was first seen close up when the probe Pioneer 10 flew by in 1973, showing us the Great Red Spot. The Voyager probes discovered that Jupiter's moons were all very different from each other. And we have already learned how the Galileo probe studied Jupiter and its moons for 8 years, giving us a lot of new information. NASA's Cassini probe was not the first to visit Saturn. Pioneer 11 and the Voyager probes had flown past on their long journeys and sent back amazing pictures of Saturn's rings and information about the thick atmosphere on its moon, Titan. But when Cassini arrived in 2004, it gave us more information about the moons that orbit Saturn. And its Huygens probe discovered the ice and rain on Titan. After a longer journey, the probe Voyager 2 flew by Uranus and brought us pictures of the ice planet lying on its side. Thanks to this probe, we also know much more about the thin rings around Uranus and more information about its moons. Voyager 2 continued travelling to Neptune and showed us the fastest moving winds in the solar system. At the end of 2019, Voyager 2 was about 18 billion kilometres from the Earth, and Voyager 1 was around 22 billion kilometres away. We hope that they will continue to send back pictures and information to the Earth. Curiosity Mars Rover.